day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator of Burgerland on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, of course, is the way to reach us on Twitter. And as always, we have a fun and energy today. Yet again, we just cannot get out of the headlines of, hey, what's going on the field? Well, we'll be talking about a whole bunch of different things, including with our guest, John Helsley, at 40 after hour two. So I just want to set that out there and give it to you. He writes for the Oklahoman, specifically for OU and OSU. OSU, one of the teams caught up in probably the biggest scandal in the history of intercollegiate sports, and we'll be talking to him about that and have some fun with that. However, no matter where you are, no matter how you're doing it, well, you can listen to Android if you have a laptop, if you're sitting at the good old American PC. Well, guess what? We're available for you. And it's all the different platforms. It's Stitcher, it's TuneIn, it's iHeart, all there for you. You can go to our website, click on the Listen Live button. We are there for you as well. It shows you all the different guests that we have on a day-in, day-out basis on all the shows here on the network. World of entertainment, world of sports, you know, journalism, doesn't really matter what it is. It's all there for your disposal and your consumption. And on days like this, where there are important stories out there, this is one where you want to check it out. I mean, John's a terrific writer, and what's going on in the world of college basketball right now is going to impact the sport like nothing that has ever happened before. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. They're out there. They put it on the line. See one of these guys and girls on the street, buy them a cup of coffee, give them a hearty thanks, send them on their way with a smile on their face. Let's tap out. When we come back, we'll set the table. I'm Bob Black. You're not.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint and putting more money into the pockets of pros with top quality paints without the paint store price, like Glidden paints. Glidden lasts longer, covers better, and costs less at the Home Depot. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. So save time and money with Glidden, paints that get the job done. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
You would think, especially in the legal profession, that women should have every opportunity to excel. The glass ceiling in the practice of law is no different anywhere else. Over the years, I've worked with some of the most talented female trial lawyers, and Gina Romano is kind of a composite of that. You know, she has the tenacity, she has the compassion, she has the intellect, she has the training, she just has it all. And when I really see a very talented female trial lawyer, That's what I see. So she's a creation from all that. People that I've actually tried cases with and women I've tried cases against. And that's where Gina Romano comes from.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller Law and Disorder comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
You're back. Jesus. You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Welcome to The Attack. And yet again, in the world of sports, we just can't have a day where it's just sports. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work down that way. It doesn't play that way. Ay, ay, ay. I've been talking on so many different shows around the country about this. My voice is shot, but honestly, I guess the lead story, and for those of you who have been paying attention to what's going on here, the FBI has stepped in the world of college basketball, and they've thrown down with these colleges and said, hey, the best is yet to come. This four assistant coaches, four different programs, Arizona, Auburn, Louisville, six now, Miami, Oklahoma State, and USC were implicated in the FBI investigation. And oh, by the way, there's more to come. The investigation's ongoing. Jun Kim, who's the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, used to be Preet Bharara, who moved on after Trump was elected, and he was a hard ass. Well, Mr. Kim is a hard ass as well. There are going to be a lot of schools involved with this. There are going to be a lot of assistant coaches and head coaches and everything else that are going to bite the dust on this. This is just a huge story and a scandal that has been many years in the making. The big difference, though, between this and anything involved with the NCAA is the fact that this is the FBI. You don't muck with a G-man. They're 157-0 in cases like this. To take it back and give you a little bit of a timeline here, Lewis Martin, Marty Blazer III, is a financial advisor based out of Pittsburgh, and the SEC charged him with wire fraud and siphoning $2.35 million from the accounts of several professional athletes in order to invest in movie projects and Ponzi schemes and everything else. When the unauthorized withdrawals, he lied and produced falsified documents in an attempt to hide his misconduct. When they basically told him that by targeting high-worth individuals as clients, pro athletes, and everything else, as far back as 2010, they basically got after him. And as of August 4th this year, they ordered Blazer to make restitution of $1.8 million. And unfortunately for college sports, or fortunately in a long term, depending on how you're looking at it, when they finally got to him and convinced him to plead guilty, because again, he had to make restitution of 1.8, civil penalty, 150,000. When he reached a plea agreement, part of that plea agreement was opening up about everything. And back in 15, Blazer was linked to an investigation of improper cash payments to the University of North Carolina. And oh, by the way, I'll say this right here, right now. Roy Williams ain't going to survive this. You heard it here first. Nobody else is talking about this. So the tie goes from Blazer to Rashawn Mitchell, or Michelle, former NBA and Southeastern Conference ref. He left his NBA role in 2001, opened up a clothing store, high-end stuff, sold it to athletes. The ties there, you know, all of this stuff. What ended up happening, long story short, is that Blazer, through Michelle, who again, down in Atlanta, and, you know, businessman, the whole nine yards, rubs elbows with the muckety mucks, told Blazer that Chuck Person, then the assistant coach at Auburn, and up until recently, like yesterday, the assistant coach at Auburn, needed money. And in exchange for giving Chuck Person money, Person would agree to steer student athletes to Auburn's basketball team, retain Blazer's financial advisory and business management services. So in other words, he was getting greased to steer these athletes once they were making some ching towards this guy who already had a ton of complaints and violations with the SEC and everything else to invest their money with him. So these kids were going to get ripped off. It's basically what it came down to. Now, Michelle said to Blazer, look, I got access to the locker rooms and the players. Now, him having the background of being a referee, you know, now I'm in business for myself. Hey, you guys want cool clothes? This is stylish stuff. And the guy was qualified as far as the clothing. It wasn't like he just opened up a store and said, I'm cool, come in and do your stuff. You know, he's an accredited tailor, went up to Canada, got trained, you know, all good. All good. Now, understand something. When you have access to locker rooms like that, there's only so much. Coaches are trying to focus in on the games, on the season, on the conference, winning, keeping their jobs, the whole nine yards. Well, Chuck Person was in debt to the tune of about 60 G. And Blazer was going to give it to him and let Person pay it back over 24 months in return for access to the players. Now, if Person delivered certain players to Blazer, then the loan would be forgiven. Now, at this point, back in November of 16, Blazer was already done with the FBI. They were all over him, and yards. So as part of his deal, he went in undercover, and he had a video camera. FBI agents monitored the meeting between him and Chuck Person. And during the meeting, Person agreed to accept $50,000 in bribe payments. $5,000 in cash that day. And, yeah, Robert, you got to kill that. It's bleeding in. And more money up front. So, you know, this was all down and really not good. And, you know, when you look at it, this was just the tip of the iceberg. Blazer had his man. He had him on the hook. The FBI knew if they used him going forward, that they could nail him and nail these programs and nail these assistant coaches. And as I said, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Patino's out and gone. There's going to be more higher-level programs. We'll see which programs it touches. North Carolina's going to be one of them, I promise you. Let's tap out. When we come back, we're going to continue the dialogue. We'll be back with it right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Fade it out. You're back with the attack. Play 1-800-878-7529. Now, to be continued. Yes. Hey. Another character in this, Adidas. And it'll be Nike, too, trust me. But Adidas, funneling money. To a player named Player 10, alleged to be Brian Bowen, a 5-star recruit from LaPorte, Indiana. Now, the FBI shows that Gatto, Jim Gatto, that is Adidas' head of global sports marketing, funneled the money to Bowen's father. And, man, this is messy stuff. This goes back to when they're kids. You know, they target these kids. They went as far to fly to New York, where a guy named Merrill Code and a former Clemson basketball player, Manish Sood, got involved, another financial advisor. The two of them conspired to mask a 25 grand payment from Adidas to the father of a high school player had recently committed to Louisville, who evidently is Brian Bowen. Hasn't been released, but evidently it's Brian Bowen. They flew to New York to give him the money. They didn't give it to directly to the father. They gave it to Jonathan Brad Augustine, president of League Initiative, program director of the Adidas-sponsored One Family AAU program in Florida. FBI the Louisville people said that, you know, we got to keep it low key. Program's already on thin ice. I mean, this is amazing stuff, and I'm not going to detail each and every one, but the fallout is unprecedented. The to survive this, it seems like it was Chuck Person and Chuck Person alone. Now, theoretically, they could fire him, but the university has been notified by the FBI that they don't believe that anybody else at the school or involved with the program is involved in this scheme. Louisville, however, no such luck. The interim president, Gregory Postel, confirmed that the university had gotten notice that it is included in the federal investigation. And the result of that is that Rick Pitino is gone. He will never coach a basketball team again, at least not on the intercollegiate level. He's done. Leave. And Tom Urich got sent on paid administrative leave. But he's going to get fired too. And this is yet another black eye on the program that, you know, again, nobody was shying away of going to Louisville. They now lost two ESPN 100 commits, Anfernee Simmons and Courtney Ramey. The program got cut from the list of the number five overall recruit, Romeo Langford. And the fallout is going to be spectacular. Now, the overall amount of money alleged that Brian Bowen's family asked for was $100,000. Now, I don't know how much of that actually got paid or didn't get paid or whatever the circumstances were. But this is, it's a horror show. This is a horror show for collegiate sports. What it is going to do is open up the can of worms as to, are these guys going to get compensated? And personally, I believe in the long run that that's what's going to end up happening. And you're going to have that camp that split right down the middle as to, should these guys get compensated because of the fact that they get scholarships and they get free room and board and they get books and they get everything else that's involved, or the fact that they bring in tens of millions of dollars to the universities has that. So they can keep this crap from going on. I don't know the answer. I think what's going to happen is they're going to end up paying these athletes. But what I think is this. This scandal is going to rock the foundation of college basketball. It's already started to do it. And I find it hilarious because they're giving coverage to this on the big boy players. Fox One is talking about it. ESPN is talking about it. The whole nine yards. But quite honestly, this is not something that wasn't going to be there before. This has been going on for years. And not just in college basketball and college football. Back when I was a kid and I was in school, the no-show jobs were always there. Big Red's Auto comes to mind down in Norman, Oklahoma. Yeah, go out and wash the car, son. The hose is over at the stadium. Go ahead. Take your time getting it. You know, it's always been there, but now this is directly related to fraud, indictable offenses. And it's caught. Heads are going to roll. Patino's done. He will never. First of all, he'll have a show cause. You will have to show a reason to hire him. Now, I'm not even saying that he was directly involved in this, but I guarantee. And when you look at the whole picture of this, like I said, North Carolina's in the crosshairs. Guarantee you, from all the research I've been doing, it there, it's going to come down there too. And Roy Williams is going to go. Yep. He's going to go. But right now, the big one is Louisville. And Urich's going to be gone. Patino is gone. And his attorney's already in there going, well, you know, we're going to fight to get the full contract. They had to suspend Brian Bowen, who's supposed to come in and be a dominant player for Louisville. He probably will never play a minute of collegiate ball. And he'll try to go directly to the NBA next year. You know, they extended him through 25-26. To the tune of $37.7 million. And with the media obligation, is an additional $6.75 million in retention bonuses. There's no specified buyout. He's got a 10-day window of just cause. This is going to get messy. I mean, look, he's not going to get all that money, But Louisville's probably going to write a big check to get him to just go away. This is ugly, ugly stuff. And the FBI ain't done. Let's tap out. When we come back, we're going to step away from that, start getting into other things, because in 40 after the next hour, we're going to be talking about it again. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Let's get to other things in the world of sports, because we're going to be talking to John Helsley in the second hour from the Oklahoman, who's going to talk about the Oklahoma State aspect of this, and one of their assistant coaches got caught up in it as well. And we will talk to him about the goings-on in Stillwater. On a collegiate level, we'll take care of that, because first two segments of hour two are going to be about the National Football League, since we're off the air tomorrow. You got Miami and Duke tomorrow night. Dukie's undefeated. They always – look, they put up offense with David Cutcliffe. There's no question about it. And the line on this isn't big. You know, it's funny. The Miami – with Mark Walton on the ground, can run the ball. Daniel Jones for Duke can throw the ball. Miami's going to want to control Duke's going to want to open it up. And that's going to be the story of the football game. What direction does this go in? They're in Carolina. It is certainly going to be a raucous crowd. Duke football is drawing again. You know, not to the tune of 70,000 or anything like that. But they get a good crowd. It's a raucous crowd. I don't know if I'm going upset here, but I think I'm going to. I think Duke's going to take this game. I think it's going to be another low watermark for Mark Richt, and we'll see how it plays out. But Duke is nothing to be sneezed at, and they'll get into the top 25 if they beat Miami. And I have a feeling they're going to do that at home. It could go the other way, and maybe I'll end up looking at them getting stomped, but I don't see it. USC at Washington State, fight, fight, fight. You know, Luke Falk, who is the active yardage and touchdown leader in Division I football, will be chucking it all over the lot for Washington State. And it's going to end up being a situation where Washington State, who's been at home, all those games were just, you know, setups for this. And it's a spotlight game. Capacity of the stadium is not huge. It's 33,000, but it's sold out as of last week. It's going to be up and going. USC has won 13 straight games. Clay Helton, he better have these guys focused. And one of the things that's been happening is that Washington State with that offense, and it's a high-profile offense under Mike Leach, jumps out and jumps out fast. USC starts slow. You know, last week against Cal, they had 17 points in the fourth to win 30-20. If they do that against Washington State, Washington State's going to win the football game. And it's all well and good that they're closing the deal in the fourth quarter, but you fall behind against better teams, and better teams are going to shut you down. Washington State is better than Cal. But Washington State puts up prodigious amounts of points and yards. And as I said, I think that USC is going to stumble at some point during this season. I think it's going to be this week. I like Washington State in this football game, in Pullman. They're going to go from 16th up to about 10th, and then eventually they'll lose, and USC is going to drop to 10th, somewhere in that range. Wisconsin at Northwestern. Northwestern's good, not great. Wisconsin's great, not good. Wisconsin's going to roll in this at home. East Carolina is a pushover for them, but it is on the road. And honestly, you know, they've gone from starting at number 19 in the preseason, and, you know, just because of the fact that they're not a major program, sliding to 21. They're now ranked number 18. They're first in the American Athletic Conference. And they play East Carolina. Charlie Strong, I'll tell you what, pal, you landed in the right spot. You're certainly setting up for New Year's Six. San Diego State out west just do the same thing. And San Diego State's beating Arizona State and Stanford. So, no stumble here. Strong will keep the program moving forward. And they'll be good. Flowers is a really, really good college football quarterback. He's, like I said, Charlie stepped into a good situation. Vanderbilt coming off the humiliation against Florida, goes to Florida in a game that is challenging for me to pick. Is Vanderbilt as bad as they looked against Alabama? Hell no. Does Florida deserve to be ranked 21st? No. And they got 9 suspended players. It doesn't really change anything because they haven't played since the beginning of the season. But they're making another quarterback change, going back to Luke Del Rio, who does not throw the ball effectively. Felipe Franks has been benched when they were losing to Kentucky. And Malik Zaire blew in from Notre Dame, hasn't impressed anybody. There's a reason why he wasn't starting at Notre Dame. I'm going Vandy here. I wouldn't even remotely go in that direction. I believe that they're going to do it just because the Florida program is about to be in shambles. And until McElwain finds a quarterback, that's how it's going to be. Look, they won the East the last 2 years. They're not going to win it this year, which is fine. There'll be pressure on McElwain, and he'll start to feel the heat and everything else. His biggest thing, he's got to get a quarterback. If they get a quarterback, they'll be fine because he's a very good football coach. But it's not going to happen for them this year, and the slide starts this week. Penn State facing Indiana at home. Trace McSorley, Saquon Barkley going to roll along. Just keep going. Barkley's a phenomenon. He could end up being a number one overall pick in the draft, and I know running backs don't go there anymore. He could be. Number 7, Georgia at Tennessee. Kirby Smart got it going on. He do. And Butch Jones is feeling the heat. For Georgia, among others. But Kirby is just, you know, don't forget, he's defense, baby. Georgia's always been able to score. But they're stopping people now. Michelle and Chubb make a nice 1-2, or 2-1, because I put them out of order. Jake Fromm could throw the ball well enough. They try to not put him in position. Thompson, both upperclassmen, hardcore. Mississippi State, who had been scoring a ton of points. Georgia kept them out of the end zone. I know they're traveling. Win the game. And the heat's going to go up big time on Butch Jones. Louisville and Murray State, the Lamar Jackson show rolls on. And Jalen Smith, let's not, you know, count him out of the mix too. One of the best wide receivers in the country. So Notre Dame makes their appearance in the top 25. They're 3-1. Should be able to go on 5-1 until they hit USC, and when we'll see what happens there and what kind of shape that program's in. But Notre Dame, Miami of Ohio, they should win this game. Mississippi State and Auburn. Mississippi State got a nice wake-up call yesterday. Last week, I should say, excuse me. And Auburn, they're 5, but, you know, you give away the field goal for home field advantage. You know, Mississippi State beats Auburn 2 weeks ago, and they get smoked by Georgia. So Auburn, who finally put it together for a full game, is going to have their hands full. Mississippi State's ticked. Fitzgerald's going to want to redeem. Dan Mullen can coach. I think, you know, look, I think Auburn wins. And it's important that Kerryon Johnson is back running the football for Auburn because that's what they're about, pound, pound, pound. Gus Malzahn, for all his critics, he adapts to the talent that he has. And, you know, quite frankly, the Auburn people up there in the Boogerland should just leave these guys alone, because Malzahn can coach. You know, here's a guy who was a high school football coach that made him an offensive coordinator at the university. He didn't miss a beat. He hasn't missed a beat since he stepped up since then. LSU in Death Valley. Troy coming in. Troy's a good team. Small school, good team. LSU's favored by 20. Usually these kind of things are 50. Well, I exaggerate a little. But this is the final non-conference. They're going to sit out Darius Geis. They're going to sit him. Danny Etling threw three touchdown passes. And he got benched in the second half to give some meaningful playing time to Miles Brennan, who's their quarterback of the future. Now, there's no controversy. Orgeron said, you know, Etling's our guy. But Syracuse came back in when LSU, quite honestly, could have blown out Syracuse. And Easy Ed better be careful. Troy, like I said, Troy's a good team. This isn't one of those 99-7 games. Yeah. Ohio State will take care again, you know, number two going to face number 12, Bud Foster gearing up. They're going to try to shut down the quarterback. And this is Clemson's, in my opinion, true last huge test. They took care of business easily against Louisville. Let's see what happens tonight. We're going to pick it up right there on the other side.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
All right, back with the attack. Clemson Vatek, as I said, this is hardcore stuff. Look, Clemson has already beaten Auburn. They've already beaten Louisville. They took care of Boston College. Again, Boston College isn't great, but they're good. And they go to Blacksburg for the first time since 2011. Different all the way around, different coach. Justin Fuente is a prime time They're looking to get up and play with the big boys as well. Game day is going to be there. This is big time buzz right here. And the thing is, it to me, the talent's pretty even. To me, the coaching's pretty even. Both Dabo and Justin are really, really good coaches. Tigers' defense is a little better. But Kelly Bryant, who has not shown in to be over his head in any way, shape, or form, has been getting it done. And, people forget with this kid. He's a junior. He sat behind Deshaun Watson. He's got a big arm. He's mobile. They have a running game. I rarely pick against Vatek at home. But I think Clemson is going to squeak it out, and I think it's going to be one of the best games of the season. We'll find out. We'll find out on Saturday. Let's tap out for this hour. When we come back, we're going to have a lot more fun, a lot more frivolity, including a high-profile guest who's going to talk about the scandal in college basketball. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.